Begin the current daf Masechet Shabbos daf Kuf Dalet begin on the base. Begin with Tazdi Masl that begins the words of the Gemara and the Skaman Lichtav Ches. Someone had intention to write a Ches the cost of Shnei Zainin, and instead what happens is the pen jumped and it missed the roof of the Ches and wrote two Zains. First, he'll explain why did the Tana pick exactly this case to say that you can be Potter. So he says, Rem Timit, if you're going to say, Tazdi asks it to take a second look. He says, wait a second. My year in this Kabbalah of Ches, why are you saying that his intention was to write a Ches, and instead he wrote two Zions? Where? The Loi Nasas Mach Shaptoi. So wait a second. His intention was never done. Because he intended to write a Ches, and he's Potter because it sounds like, okay, because what he intended to do never happened. But had he written what he intended to, he'd be Chayiv. And that's what Tais is bothered by. He says, in this of Zion, Echod. Forget about writing a Ches instead of writing two Zions. Let's say his intention was to write one Zion. For cost of Shnei Zion, and by mistake, he wrote two Zions. So Potter, he would also be Potter, because he didn't intend to do what he ended up doing. Like someone, I think more brought previous enough, I give him it up. Someone intended to throw two Amos. Instead, he threw with four Amos. Although he threw the shear of Dalet Amos and Shosra Amos, he's going to be Potter because he didn't intend to do that. So why are you saying that he intended to write Ches and there were two Zions? Even if he intended to write one Zion and there were two Zions, which that's the same letter, it'd still be Potter because not what he intended to do. Same kasha, so to a typical abraisa, the mice of Gemara, the Gemara ultimately brings a abraisa that says, Niskaman lichta b'risa achas, if someone intended to write one letter, v'al b'yodishtayim, and ends up being two letters, chayiv is going to be chayiv, which Gemara compares actually to this case we're discussing in the Mishnah. But then the same question is applicable on that abraisa. Am I chayiv? Why are you chayiv? My shnoman niskaman lichta b'zarg dalad. See, in our Mishnah, we actually say it's putter, as the Gemara explains, and we're going to explain shortly. And we're just asking why he's saying the chiddush in that case, but actually in the case of the Brais, it's actually difficult based on that halach on dafayim gimel. Why actually are you chayiv? Why is it any different than intending to throw two amos and you throw it four amos, where you intended to write one letter and you wrote two letters? Why are you chayiv? That's a taste of your sin. What you can say is like this: the teaching of Rava is talking about that when you didn't want to throw more than two amos, this is the halach on dafayim gimel. So you didn't intend to do anything forbidden at all. So therefore, even when you throw Dalet Amos, they're going to be Potter. Now, therefore, if someone intended to write one Zion, they wrote two Zions, he's going to be Potter because it's not what he intended to do in the Chanami. But that's not the case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Teis, the Ma'ir is Tomek HaGoyin Shayitzar, Lichtav Shtei Oisis, he actually had to write two letters. Eizah Shtei Oisis Shiyu, and he was okay whichever two letters it would be. Ah, the Hashtun is Kamen L'Dibar Isser, his intention was to do something forbidden. The Gamnas is Makshabta, and on some level, his Makshabta was also done because he wrote two letters, which were the two Zions. And that's what we're saying of a Falachi Potter, even so, he's going to be Potter. The more ultimately explains, because even if you end up writing two letters, it's not two full letters because you didn't make the crowns on the Zions. And therefore, you're going to be Potter because you didn't do a complete Malacha. Now we understand why it's different than the case of Rava, where you didn't intend to do something forbidden at all, and therefore it wasn't what your machshava was. But whereas in the case of our Mishnah, we're saying that no, it is fulfilling his machshava, and even so, you can be potter because you didn't write that of the two letters to have the two crowns. Now, whereas the case of the Braisa, you can be chayv because you did have the two crowns. And that's the place of Tami. If you're going to say, wait a second, if this is what the Tanna is coming to tell us, that because you had to make the two crowns, you didn't make them. So if you're not going to be chayiv for writing on Shabbos, so my year in this Kamal Lichtav Ches, so why he's saying specifically that his intention to write a Ches instead he wrote two Zions, I feel in this Kamal Lichtav Shnei Zion, then you could say it even if you intended to write two Zions. For Kasabu Leizin, and you did without the crowns on them, part you'd be part this, even that's a bigger Chiddush, where even though you wrote the Zions that you intended to do, just you missed out the crowns, so then you're going to be part it. Why say with a Ches? Yeshlema says, what you can say is the nuk in the skam lichtav ches. The reason why we said that the case in the Mishnah that you intended to write a ches is l'ravusa is to add a chiddush. The dafka cost of shnei zayin the bayizin potter, because yes, why are you potter specifically? Because yet you wrote zayins that still needed the crowns, which you didn't do them, and therefore you're going to be potter. But if you wrote two other letters that don't need crowns, that's chayev. Will come to say that you would be chayev, where you were that you wanted to write two letters, even though right now when he was writing, his intention was to write one letter, which was a chaz, still is going to be chayv. Had the Tana said the case when your tenants read two zions and you wrote out the crowns, they're going to be putter. So yes, we would know that when you need the crowns, it's not complete without the crowns. But we wouldn't know that if his intention was to write two letters that are complete, that it'd be chayv. Because even though his intention right now is to write one letter, but he wanted to write in totality two letters. Therefore, we have to tell you the case of when you intended to write a ches, which is one letter, then we have to tell you the dimi putter because you wrote designs without crowns. But if you would have written two letters as with the crowns, then you would be chayev. Therefore, we have to tell you the chiddush in that other chiddush in the halacha of the ches. So Tesis explained that a Mishnah is talking about that the person had to write two letters. And he intended to write this second one letter, but ended up being two letters. So based on his intention, which was for a prohibition to write two letters, he should be chayev. But he's potter because the Mishnah is talking about that you're writing letters that needed crowns, and he didn't make the crowns. And since the Tana wanted to say this chiddush of writing letters that need crowns, and he didn't do the crowns, that it's not considered writing, it'd be potter. So therefore, it's not talking about a case that you wrote one zayin and you wrote two zayins, because then you'd be potter because of Ravis Halacha, that you didn't intend to do this in the first place, like intending to throw two amas and go four amas. But we wouldn't know the exemption because it's not considered writing a complete letter. And also, we didn't say the case of writing two zayins and you wrote it without the crowns, because then, yes, we would know this chiddush that letters without crowns are not considered a letter without the crowns, but we wouldn't know that when you need two letters and you're intending to write at this moment one, then you end up writing two without the zayins that you don't need it, you'd be chayiv. Therefore, we have to say the case of the ches. Next says the master begins the words of the Gemara Shichur, which Tais rejects rash interpretation. The Gemara brought a brisa of Rebchia that if you write on Shabbos with lead and shachar and shichur, it's going to be kosher. So Pirush Rashi says, I do not. So says Taisis, the Einir, that doesn't seem to be correct. Because I might have a corollary Rebchia, Beloshin Acharino, why would he use a different terminology? He wouldn't pick Beloshin Masnitin, which is Kankantim. Kankantim is Adamin. So how could shichur be Adamin? And therefore, it doesn't seem to be correct, rash interpretation of what shichur is. The next says the Masl, there's the words of the Gemara, Ben Setado. She's going to explain that Ben Setado is not Yeshay HaNotri. And that is, we learned in the Braisa, Relez said to Chachamim, that Ben Setado, but he took out sorcery from Mitzrayim by scratching in his flesh. You see that it is writing. Now, there are the following words and the following text that we're going to quote are actually not in the traditional Gemaras, because it was taken out by the censors. But the Gemara actually has a question. It says, was he really Ben Setado? But he was Ben Pandira. Now the Gemara says from Rav Chisda that he was born from Znus, and his mother's husband was Setado, but the boyal was Pandira. And then the Gemara says, but the husband was Papas Ben Yehuda. And that I remember in time, Ben Tam says that, and there are words missing over here, that Ben Setado is the Ha Ben Setado. It's not Yeshay the Nitzri. Why? The Ben Setada, the Amin Hacha, the Avid Bimei Papas Ben Yehuda, who he was his mother's husband. And Papas Ben Yehuda, the Avid Bimei Rabbi Kiva, in the days of Rabbi Kiva, because the Mukha Perek Basta Brachas, there's an incident in the last Perek and Brachas of Samach Alphon Beis, that Papas Ben Yehuda was in jail, the same time as Rabbi Kiva. And the words of Tesis continue, and the Yeshay Hoyu Bimei Yeshub Ben Parachi, he was in the days of Yeshub Ben Parachi. Like it's obvious from the last parak of Masechta Saita, the loyker b'shua ben parachia, and as the Gemara says, the nagim b'shua ben parachia shadochal yisha anotzi b'shtei adam, that he pushed away yisha anotzi with two hands. So if you can't say that Ben Setado was yisha anotzi because Rabbi Yeshua habakodim tuba, Rabbi Kiva was way before Rabbi Kiva. And actually, there's another taste of Maskel which is not brought in this traditional tesis. In is Imai, his mother was Miriam Megavla Neshayihi, who would braid the women's hair. And again, this is also, this whole place is taken out by the censors. So Tesis can explain that it was not in the days of Rabibi. That is, like we said, in the Brisam, we said that, we left off that we said that the Gemara asked that, which is not brought in our Gemara, is that, what I mean, his mother's husband was Papas Ben Yehuda, not Setada. So why was he called Ben Setada? So the Gemara says, all you have to say is that his mother's name was Setada. The Gemara says, but his mother was Mir Megadol Neshaya. So that Tesis says, this is the verse by Chagigid of Dalman Beis. That Rabibi have a Shriach Gabi Malachim of his, that by Rabibi, he always would have be fringeted by the angel of death, etc. And Amalei Malachim of his Lashluchi. So the agent of death, the angel of death said to his agent, Zil Isli Mir Megadlan Shai, bring me Miriam, the one who would braid the women's ears. Mashma, Shahitza B'mei Rabibi. It sounds like that he was at this Mary Magdalene Neshayah with, and her son Yeshua Nutzi was in the days of Ben Sittada was in the days of Rabibi. Now that's difficult because here we say that it was in the days of Pabas Ben Yehuda, which in the days of Rabbi Kiva, so it's much earlier than that. So that's the Tosfos Miriam Megala Neshayah Cheres Aisa. There's a different Miriam who would braid the women's hair in the days of Rabibi. Or Inami says Tosfos, what you could say is that actually she was in the days of Rabbi Kiva, like we're saying over here in Argama. But Malcham Abba says Masapal Rabibi Ma'aseh Shirik Ramas Magdala. We're just saying of a story that happened a long time before, which was earlier in history. And again, that's why Tosfos said that it can't be this Yesha Hanatzir. Kshinik Tosfos Hanatzir begins with the Gemara Amr of Chizda. Says, the like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, which Tosfos explains the sugi according to Rav Chizda that our Gemara brings over here. And Rav Acha ben Yaakov disagrees with him elsewhere. That is, we learned in the Mishnah, if you write on top of previously written letters, you're writing it over on the same letter. If you do it on Shabbos, you may pot. So the Gemara says, who's that like? Rav Chizda is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda writes regarding if you intended, if you had to write Hashem's name and you thought you're writing Yehuda and you don't write the Dalet and it ends up being Hashem's name, but that wasn't written with the Kabbalah being Hashem's name. So Rabbi Yehuda says, write it over. Chum say, no, you can't write it over. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ksav HaGabi Ksav is considered writing, and if you would be Chayim and Shabbos, obviously that Mishnah is not going to be Yehuda. Tosfos ben Tami begins to say, Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Yaakov, that he disagrees with Rav Chizda, the Kamar Hidam, Rav Chizda Pekshnei, Gittin of Chafim Adav. He disagrees with Rav Chizda, and he writes, Get Shiksav HaShalei Lishma. If you were to get, not for the sake of this divorce, the Hevel of Komas Lishma, so then you write it over, but you keep the same words, you just again, take the cool gold, but the same letters, you do it for the sake of this husband and wife. Come to the Machlekes Rebbe Yehuda Rabban. Tanakh in the Braisa, the Neskam Lichta Bechul, if you intended to write Yehuda, and brings this whole Machlekes Rebbe Yehuda Rabbanon. So, therefore, Rav Chizda wants to say that this is Tali and that Machlekes. Now, that's like Rav Chizda over here in our Gemara. But Vedachir Vacha Vayakov, he rejects and he says, no, Dimalahi, maybe it's not true, maybe it's not comparable. Where do we have the machlekes Rebbe Yehuda Rabbanon? It's by the kedusha b'sefer Torah. And the Mishnah says kilavandei because it has to be something that's beautiful. It's not appropriate to do letters over previously written letters. But we're going to get. No, everyone would agree that writing a type of previous written writing would be considered writing, and therefore, that has nothing to do with a sefer Torah. So therefore, you would be chayav on Shabbos. So Imkain, if that's the case, says Tosfos Masnin Dachik Manasi. According to him, according to Vachab Yaakov. Who's our Mishnah like? Because according to him, everyone holds Ksav HaGabi Ksav is a Ksav, which not like our Mishnah, it says it's not a Ksav. Because only time he says that Ksav HaGabi Ksav is not, according to one opinion, is only regarding a Sefer Torah. And that's just Tosfos, what you could say is the Dafka beget. No, specifically by get, which is what they're disputing over there. Shei Kosev Shalor Lishma, where that was written not for its sake. That's what Ksav HaGabi Ksav L'Kuliyama. That's what Rebbe Yaakov was saying. Everyone's going to agree that that's going to be considered the upper writing as writing. Why? Because the upper one is doing something more than the bottom one. So lishma, it's making lishma. But if the upper one is not really doing anything, according to everyone, it's not going to be writing. Actually, and that's the case of a Mishnah, which just writing a type of previously written letters is not really doing anything. It's the same letters. And therefore, to the contrary, not only is our Mishnah not like anyone according to them, it's actually according to everyone. But Rav Chizda the Kamahach, but Rav Chizda, who is saying in our Gemara the Mastinas the like Rabbi Yehuda, that he says no, it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Litameh, he goes according to his reasoning. The Kamahach and Gabi Get, where he says regarding the Get, the Bon Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanon, he says that's Tali the Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanon. So Mash Malay the Mastin Nahach b'Chalei Nari, and he also understands that our Mishnah is told about in all situations, meaning Afilu Kishem Masakum Ksava Achin, even if you're making it better by your later writings, and therefore that's why our Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds where you're making it better than the first one. Then it is considered writing, like by the Sefer Torah. But according to Rabbanan, well, it's not a writing. So therefore, our Mishnah is not like that. According to him, obviously, the Mishnah is not talking about in all types of cases, because the Beget Lematzar, like we said, it cannot be all types of writings, because by Get, the halacha is that he's saying that according to everyone, it's going to be a writing. So who would our Mishnah be like that says upwriting is not a writing? Obviously, our Mishnah that says not a writing is not an old situation. It's only a situation where the upper writing is not making better than the bottom writing. Oh, that's going to be like everyone. But according to Chizda, you could say that it's in all situations, and then it's only going to be like Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos brought that according to Rav Acha b'Yaakov, where the upper writing is making something better than when the lower writing, according to everyone, it is going to be considered as a ksav, as a writing. or you're not making any better, according to everyone, it's not going to be a writing. The Machlokes Rabbi Rabban was specifically regarding a Sefer Torah, where there, yeah, it's if you wrote it Shalei Lishma, and then you do it Lishma, then it's a question, is it simply possible because they're Kelo and they or not? So our Mishnah that says that if you write a Ksaba Gabi Ksaba on Shabbos, it can be Pater, is talking about when the upper writing is not adding anything more on the lower one. And that's why your Pater, we're writing on Shabbos according to everyone. Because if it would be making better than the bottom one, actually according to everyone, it would be considered writing. And then according to everyone, you'd be chayv. And so, therefore, Rav Rechem Yaakov would be saying that it's talking about where the upper writing is not, according to everyone, is not a writing, because it's not doing anything more than what the bottom one was, and therefore the Mishnah is going to be positive. Whereas according to Rav Chisda, where the upper writing is making better than the lower writing, according to Rav Yehuda, it is a ksav, according to everyone, it's not a ksav. And when the upper writing is not making better than the lower one, the quantum is not going to be stopped. And he explains the halacha of the Mishnah that you're writing a type of writing on Shabbos. You're going to be potter. It's talking about the upper one is making better than the lower one, which is like Rabban, like Rabbi Yehuda, who considers it as a ksav. And Rav Chisda does not explain the halacha of the Mishnah when it's not making it better, because according to him, he understands the halacha in all situations, even the upper one is making it better than the lower one. Kshinah explains the master begins the words of the Gemara, Hasim Uchaz HaMaisa. They were lacking an action. Kshinah explains that this is not similar to a halacha regarding roasting. Like a grade is in two different places. And the Gemara brought, if you write one letter in Tzvay, one letter in Tzibar, you're Michaev. It's writing, it's just, you just don't have them together. The Gemara says, wait a second, our Mishnah, we said, to write on one wall and another wall, you can't read it together, you're going to be Patzah. So that the Gemara answers, like I tell you, the Masa is going on, there you're lacking in action. You have to cut from the wall, cut from the board to connect the two letters. But here, one is written one and one the other one, it just happens to be in different places. So therefore, you're going to be Chai. That's a taste of the perikol menachas, but is matzah on menachas of nedarim and alf. But neich basak abikachon. Someone puts meat on top of coals. The nislabai kagregis b'shnei mekumis. On Shabbos, it gets roasted the size of a dried fig in two different places. So ikemandem mechayiv, ikemandem potter. Now those who say you're going to be chayiv, those are going to be potter. So taste comes to explain. According to one that says you're going to be potter, it's in two different places. Since it's lacking being brought together, therefore they don't combine for the shear of tzliyah to be chayiv, like running in two different walls. It says to Yisman, the Mechayiv said, the one who you are going to Mechayiv holds, the like done in the cause of Hashem, because it's not similar to writing on two different walls of a house. Shem Mazik, Shem Chasar, and Kreb, because you're not really, it's not so damaging to bring it together like it is over here by writing. Because there, you could just eat wherever it was edible by the roasting, and if it's not like walls, which you have to cut out walls and get a contractor, etc., and therefore, that it's not difficult on that man, who holds that you would be Chayiv, and it's still different than the case of the walls.